Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, you have me, your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner. I'm in Chicago at the moment, and the title of my preaching is Think of Heaven. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Here in the United States, I don't think many people think about heaven very much anymore. Not really worried about going there. Not worried about not going there. Just not even thinking about it. But I think we should think about it. I mean, it really is impossible. Look at us, at what we are as human beings. Eternal life is not possible. When I die, my body's going to fall apart and rot. So how can I be living in heaven in some new body, resurrected body? What does that even mean? 'Tis impossible for us, but not for God. If we believe that God created everything that is out of nothing, then it's God who creates possibility out of impossibility. That's what God does. And we have the sure promise from Jesus that he's going to do that, that there's this new life awaiting us. Because it was a thing in his day. You know, there were people in his day who said, there is no such thing as heaven. There is no resurrection. And Jesus is clear that there is. That God has waiting for us a new and better life. Think of that. Trust that. 'Tis impossible for us, but not for God. And God has that waiting for us. And then dwelling in the surety of that, knowing that the impossible is waiting, then maybe we can trust that God will help us along the way with all these little impossibilities of our life that have to be worked out to get there. Trust that there might be a lot of things impossible for us that are possible for God, and that God will do for us if we just let God do it. think of heaven.
Thank you.